Suddenly the sun broke through.
See the sun.
I turned around, she was gone.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President-elect Donald Trump's nominee for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has just finished answering questions at his Senate confirmation hearing. It was contentious at times. Illinois Democrat Tammy Duckworth grilled Hegseth about his leadership of a veterans group.
Senator, in both of the organizations I ran, we were always completely fiscally responsible.
Yes or no, did you need an audit?
And the way my leadership
has been stated. Yes or no, did you need an audit? Yes or no?
Completely
mischaracterized. What are you afraid of? You can't answer this question. Yes or no, did you need an audit? Do you not know this answer?
Other senators pressed Hegseth on the sexual assault allegations against him. Armed Services Committee Chairman Roger Wicker went to bat for Hegseth.
The nominee is unconventional. That may be what makes Mr. Hegseth an excellent choice.
Hegseth says Trump chose him as a change agent. In Southern California, firefighters are keeping a close eye on the Santa Ana winds, which are picking up again. Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna says residents need to be ready to evacuate.
It is still very dangerous for the next 24 hours. So we're keeping a very close eye, and that's why we have not downgraded the number of personnel.
KNX reporter Craig Figner is in hard-hit Altadena.
Here on the scene of the Eaton Fire, there are numerous law enforcement at every intersection. The California Highway Patrol, the National Guard, and the LA County Sheriff's Department. At night, during the mandatory curfew hours, they're on watch for potential looters. At the same time, firefighters, they're on watch for hotspots that could flare up as the wind gusts increase. Craig Figner for CBS News. Altadena, California.
Israel and Hamas are closing in on a ceasefire and hostage release deal.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken on an Israeli-Hamas ceasefire.
It's closer than it's ever been before.
Blinken says the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt put forth a final proposal and that the ball is now in Hamas's court, and until Hamas accepts,
we'll remain on the brink.
Blinken says the plan for a post-war Gaza would include a Palestinian-led government and international partners to establish and run an interim administration. Allison Keyes, CBS News.
The Princess of Wales now says her cancer is in remission.
Kate revealed the news in a social media post shortly after visiting the Royal Marsden Hospital in London. She also thanked the staff there for all the care and advice she and husband William had received. Until now, there'd been no confirmation that this was the hospital where the Princess of Wales had been treated. We still don't know what form of cancer she was treated for. Vicky Barker, CBS News.
Stocks are higher on Wall Street this afternoon. The Dow up 211 points, S&P 500 up 19, and the NASDAQ has gained 43. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. It'll be a chilly remembrance tomorrow. The city of Racine will honor Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. with a wreath-laying ceremony tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. That'll happen at MLK Plaza at the corner of State, Marquette, and MLK Drive. A program will follow at the King Community Center. It won't be a joke April 1st when Racine Unified asks for $190 million. Last night, the RUSD board voted to move ahead with a referendum on the April ballot. They're looking to raise taxes to pay for a $190 million referendum for teacher retention and to enhance school safety. There's more about the plan at WRJN.com. A former Racine pastor has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. It's for a conviction on child enticement and attempted sexual exploitation by a therapist. In court this week, a judge sentenced Bernabe Leon Alvarez after he inappropriately touched two teenaged girls while working at a now-closed Racine church. Forecasters say by Friday it'll be 40. However, that doesn't help us now. The area is currently seeing sub-zero wind chills with warming centers available in both Racine and Kenosha. If you need assistance, you can call 211. The latest is coming up in the forecast. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Badgers could make history tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team has been around since 1898. And in that time, only three head coaches, Bud Forrester, Doc Meanwell, and Bull Ryan, had 200 or more career victories. If the Badgers beat Ohio State tonight at the Kohl's Center, head coach Greg Gard would become the fourth. Gard's overall record stands at 199 and 110. Just one win away from 200, the Badgers are back in the top 25, ranked 24th in the nation. In the NFL, the Minnesota Vikings eliminated from the playoffs after losing to the Rams 27-9 on Monday Night Football. In Green Bay, a frustrated Tucker Kraft was asked what will he remember about this Packers season as he cleaned out his locker.
We couldn't finish. That's what I think of this team. We're all sitting in here in this locker room with frowns on our faces, people packing their shit, ready to go home, people talking about the offseason vacations, and we should be getting ready to play the next game in the postseason. That's my opinion on it.
That's Packers tight end Tucker Kraft with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before our warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 12 degrees.
And timeless hits on WRJN. Hey, good afternoon. Chris Morrow in for Kurt Volman today. It's just after 2 o'clock. Sam, the Sam half of Sam and Dave, passed away over the weekend. Don't know if you saw that. He was a gospel singer to start when he was like 12 years old, singing in church down south. Made the big R&B charts, and of course that top 40 hit, Sam and Dave with Soul Man. Now here we are, cruising through a Tuesday afternoon, trying to stay warm with the five stair steps on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter. Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of our beautiful sun. Someday, yeah, be
Point Lighthouse, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Yesterday, all my troubles seemed so far away. Now it looks as though they're here to stay. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Suddenly, I'm not half the man I used to be. There's a shadow hanging over me. Oh, yesterday came suddenly. Why she had to go, I don't know, she wouldn't say. I said love was such an easy game to play. I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday. Why she had to go, yesterday. Love was such an easy game to play. Now I need a place to hide away. Oh, I believe in yesterday.
Taking care of business, it's Bachman Turner Overdrive on WRJN. You're home for local news, timeless hits. Kurt Volman is off today. You know what Kurt is? Kurt actually had to go to Minneapolis, and he willingly did it. Here we are looking at high temperatures around, 12 or 14 degrees today in Racine. What is it doing in Minneapolis? Kurt, you could have picked a better time to be gone. I'm glad to be here, though, filling in for the next few hours. I've got great timeless hits on the way from the Spencer Davis Group in just a bit, Dionne Warwick coming up, CCR and more. All here on WRJN.
Begin your day with a special treat from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Their bakery team crafts delightful donuts, muffins, and pastries, all bursting with fresh fruit and flavor. Plus, indulge in the new mini dessert cups, perfectly sized for a quick bite. Mix and match flavors like cookies and cream, cherry cheesecake, and Mississippi mud pie. Whether you're sweetening your morning or needing an afternoon treat, Main Street Bakery is ready to brighten your day. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Are your auto and home insurance rates too high? Then call the folks at Bain's AAA Insurance Agency to see if they can help save you money. Licensed in both Wisconsin and Illinois, they have been in business since 2014, serving the Racine, Mount Pleasant, Kenosha, and surrounding areas. Bain's AAA has sold thousands of customers AAA road service, auto, homeowners, condo, renters, life, and umbrella insurance, plus personalized service to fit your family's ever-evolving needs with competitive rates. Call Annette today at 262-672-4702.
Coverage is subject to all policy terms, conditions, exclusions, and limitations. Discounts and savings opportunities subject to eligibility requirements, subject to underwriting requirements. AAA Insurance is a collection of AAA branded insurance products, services, and programs made available to qualified members. Personal lines insurance is underwritten by Auto Club Group Insurance Company, Auto Club Insurance Association, and AAA Life Insurance Company.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
The Badgers.
Feeds Max, face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fades.
Fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk, Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
The timeless hits sound great on the radio, but they're even more fun when you see them in person, like Herman's Hermits.
There's a candy all over the world tonight.
Can't you hear the pounding off my heartbeat? Cause you're the one I love.
Friday night, February 28th, Peter Noon with Herman's Hermits and special guests The Association, playing live in Waukegan at the Genesee Theater. And all next week, WRJN has your free tickets. Association and Herman's Hermits, all on one great stage. Don Rosen, Dan Marcus, and Kurt Volman all team up to give you a chance to win all next week. Listen for details right here.
Things we've done together.
Runaway on WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Glad you're here as we roll on through the afternoon together. Kurt Bowman's off today, so I get to play some of my favorites.
Oh,
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A former Racine pastor has been sentenced to 11 years in prison. It's for a conviction on child enticement and attempted sexual exploitation by a therapist. In court this week, a judge sentenced Bernabe Leon Alvarez after he inappropriately touched two teenaged girls while working at a now-closed Racine church. Leon Alvarez is in the country illegally and is expected to be transferred to immigration custody. Voters in the Racine Unified School District will have a big money question on the April ballot. RUSD officials say that in response to state funding inadequacies, they moved forward a $190 million referendum for the April 1st ballot. Kenosha Unified voters will have a similar referendum on their February ballot. There are some streets that aren't going to be fully cleared. People in Racine and Kenosha are voicing frustration online about snow still impacting neighborhood roads. Officials say the issue is about two factors. One is the extreme cold follow-up to the almost 5 inches that came down in some places. The other issue is that each city doesn't say every road will get down to the concrete. DPW in both places have a budget, and that only allows for bare pavement to be exposed on the major roads. Mother Nature will join the melting effort with a warm-up later this week. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
WRJN weather.
Super sunny but feeling frigid cold. High temperatures will reach the mid-teens, but with feisty winds out of the northwest gusting up to 15 miles per hour, it's really going to be feeling like highs closer to 5 below. We've got another cold night on tap tonight before a warm-up starts tomorrow. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 13 degrees at our studios.
Ever since I met you, seems I can't forget you.
Tell me how you feel, baby.
I never knew love before. Then came
That's quite a combo. Dionne Warwick fronting the spinners on WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. Cold day today. Wind chill still in the single digits. Actual temperature is 16 now at Radio Park.
You with your masquerading, and you always contemplating what to do in case happiness found you. Can't you see that it's all around you? So follow me. Hey, come on, babe, follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. Follow me. I'm the Pied Piper. And I'll show you where it's at. Come on, babe, can't you see? I'm the Pied Piper. Trust in me. Scared to move, hey babe, what are you trying to prove? It ain't true that your life has kicked you, it's your mind, and that's all that's tricking you. So step in line. Hey, come on. I'm the Pied Piper.
you. But I wanna know for sure. So come on, hold me tight.
sweet as a punch. When big desire is the fire in the eyes of chicks who sickness is the games they play. And when the masquerade is played, the neighbor folks make jokes at who is most to blame today. And then along comes Mary. And does she want to set him free and let him see reality from where she got a name? And will they struggle much? Is as sweet as the punch.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Kurt Vollman off today. Chris Morrow filling in. The association, Long Comes Mary, association is going to be coming to Waukegan with Herman's Hermits February 28th. And next week we'll have details on how you can win tickets. All here on your home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Timeless Hits, WRJN.
where we've got timeless hits on the way from folks like Neil Diamond, Jay and the Americans. Now it's Come a Little Bit Closer, WRJN.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. President-elect Donald Trump's choice for Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is done, fielding questions from the Senate Armed Services Committee.
This hearing is adjourned.
Virginia Democrat Tim Kaine brought up the sexual assault allegations against Hegseth.
Are there any other important facts that you chose not to reveal to the president-elect and his team as they were considering you to be Secretary of Defense?
Senator, I sit here before you in open book.
Committee Chairman Roger Wicker commended Hegseth.
Mr. Hegseth, it seems to me that you've supervised far more people than the average United States senator supervises typically.
CBS's Torian Small says the questioning lasted 4 hours.
It's clear that Democrats are pretty upset by how fast this process is moving. Several Democrats protested the fact that they didn't get a second round of questioning for him in this hearing.
Flags will fly in full during next week's inauguration.
House Speaker Mike Johnson says flags at the U.S. Capitol will fly at full staff during the inauguration next week to, quote, celebrate our country coming together behind the inauguration of our 47th President Donald Trump. Johnson says the flags will be lowered back to half staff the next day to continue honoring the late President Jimmy Carter. Following U.S. flag code, President Biden ordered flags to be lowered through the end of January out of respect for Carter. Trump claimed Democrats were giddy that the period of morning would overlap with his inauguration. Matt Piper, CBS News.
As the Santa Ana winds pick up again, officials are urging Southern Californians to be ready to evacuate.